Aircheckdownloads.com. This is Hot 70s from Global.
I'm just wondering how many parents now are delighted to hear that soft play centres might reopen soon. Monday morning, this is Carlos. Let's get back to the tunes with Amy. Hot 70s. The Quo with a John Fogerty song, rocking all over the world. This is Carlos playing the uplifting feel-good songs from the 1970s right across Great Britain on DAB Digital Radio. If you have a smart speaker, all you got to do is say play Hot 70s. We're there for you. You'll also find us on Global Player. If you're a prolific tweeter and you come up with some really cool stuff, it could be financially beneficial. Twitter has launched a new tip jar feature that lets people send you money via the social network. You know, they said that that they'll start with maybe creators, journalists, experts, and non-profit organizations. But people are saying this could be open to abuse. So if you tweet the appropriate stuff, you might get a tip. I wonder how many of those so-called influencers now will be stripping off even more so and posting photo after photo. ABBA next. Hot
70s. Find the credit card you've been looking for.
You can't beat this 70s vibe, especially on a Monday morning. Maybe we've got you singing along at Hot 70s. Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, and the incredible voice of Teddy Pendergrass at 8:30 on The Love I Lost. I'm Carlos. I'm going to play you the title track from an album that had one of the most iconic sleeves of the decade. It's on in the next 15 minutes after we check the travel and Monday's weather. And whilst we might be getting excited about the prospect of normality returning, our pets are going to find it tough. I kid you not. I have some details to share with you soon.
Hot 70s. From the apprentice boardroom. And celebs go dating.
You can't help but think of that waitress with that orange juice on the album cover. Supertramp, Breakfast in America. This is Carlos. One of the big songs from Elton before the news at 9 on Hot 70s Breakfast. Have you thought about your pet? If you're getting back to, well, some semblance of normality. We're being told by animal behavior experts that our pets are going to suffer. With separation anxiety, whether it's a dog, a cat, or maybe even, you know, your pet bird. Rabbits, guinea pigs too, because they've been used to having us around and maybe having a few extra treats, so we've got to start preparing them for this now, apparently. Oh, no, I don't want to be apart from Lily, our guinea pig, otherwise I'll be sat there all on my own all day. Boney M play next.
Ibiza was a non-starter.
This is Hot 70s. From Global.
If you're doing the work thing this morning, you might have to explain why you've got a smile on your face this early on a Monday. But, hey, I know. It's because you've got these tunes playing. At Hot 70s, I'm Carlos with Barry Manilow. Gary Newman with the number one right after the Bee Gees. Play that song for Alice. We're helping her out. Back at work Monday morning. A little easier with these tunes playing. Number one from Denise Williams at 3. At 9:15, this is Carlos. It's good news. Fingers crossed today. Boris is going to tell us that we can have a little more intimacy, as Michael Gove actually intimated over the weekend. Intimate contact and maybe hugging will return. Of course, those of us who have been married for many years, we've probably dealt with the lack of intimacy and hugging better than others. Get conditioned. Yvonne Elliman next from Saturday Night Fever.
This is the sound of...
It's Dolly, and here you come again. If you're a bit of a royalist or you know someone who is, I may have something that will make them very happy. Could be the perfect way of showing how much you think of our royal family. Details on that in the next 20 minutes. It's a little bit quirky. Plus, I've got one of those fabulous tracks from Rumours. I'll play you some Fleetwood Mac for our Monday morning together on Hot 70s Breakfast. I'm Carlos, and a check on Monday's weather. And if you're trying to get somewhere, the latest on that commute next.
Want a fun new way to get the whole family into veggies?
James Taylor's a great songwriter, but occasionally he's covered other songs and made them his own, like that one. That's How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. At Hot 70s, this is Carlos. Lady who's been hitting the headlines is Anita Atkinson, a lady from County Durham who's, well, probably one of the biggest royalists you'll ever meet. She's got 12,000 items of memorabilia in her home, dating back to the 1700s. She started collecting in 77. Her collection now, they reckon, is probably worth more than £200,000. And some of it may end up at auction. There you go. Now, I wonder if she's got some of those articles that were for, you know, maybe the less successful royal liaisons. They are really worth a lot. There are a few of those kicking around now, too. Melba Moore and Toto soon. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.
Aircheckdownloads.com.